Isn't it great to be back together and to be able to worship together and to have done 50 minutes and say, we haven't even started yet. We're ready for more. We're hungry for more of the Lord. And we've got a lot to look forward to in the days and weeks ahead in his presence together. So thanks, Anthony, and thanks to the band for leading us in worship. We'll take some time at the end just to do a little bit of thanksgiving as well, a couple of thanksgiving songs to finish with. I'm going to stop talking and say the mic is open. Just encourage anybody to come quickly if they've got something they want to share with us about what's happened over the last few months, what the Lord's been doing in your life over the summer or beyond. The mic is yours.
Hello, everyone. I'm Dan Jackson, and reports of my demise have been greatly exaggerated. I'm back. I really did want to take this opportunity to say thank you. As all of you know already, well, most of you, I got COVID at the end of the session, and I know for a fact a lot of you prayed for me, and it was a little bit scary being in the hospital and on oxygen and things like that. And I think over the summer months and coming into the new term, God's kind of been challenging me. It's affected me more psychologically than physically in a lot of ways. I got pretty scared, and it affected my breathing a lot. And what I then experienced was a period of time that I could not do the things that I knew I could do, if that makes sense. I didn't have the energy, I didn't have the ability to do stuff that I should normally be able to do. And in prayer and reflection, it was Bob Bell said to me, this is an opportunity to seek the Lord in this. And God, I think, was telling me a lot about exactly what we've been talking about today, which is, what do you want here? What does your life depend on? Is it on yourself? Is it on your own strength? Do you believe in me? Do you believe in what I can do? Are you going to allow me to take care of this, these things? Not just your illness and the healing of that, but there was other things like my work. And I got COVID just as I was applying for new jobs. So just at that point in the school year where all the jobs came out, I was out of commission. But thank God, last week I started a permanent job at the school I'm at. So all the way through, God's just been calling out more from me and trusting in him. And so I was in the hospital and I was reading this scripture. It was John 14, and Jesus is talking to the disciples, and he says, I've lost my place. And you know the way where I am going. And Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you're going. Then how can we know the way? And Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. If you had known me, you would have known the Father also. Henceforth, you know him and you have seen him. And Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father and we'll be satisfied. And he said to him, have you been with me so long, yet you do not know me, Philip? He who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am the Father? I am the Father and the Father is in me. The words that I say to you, I do not speak in my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. Believe in me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, or else believe me for the sake of the works themselves. Truly, truly, I say to you, he who believes in me will also do the works that I do, and greater works than these he will do, because I go to the Father. Whatever you ask in my name, I will do it, and the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. And I was just convicted by that promise of God, that actually there's so much power, and Jesus has said that if we bring these things to him, if we trust in him, he can do greater works that are even in the Bible through us, but also in our own lives. And I wanted to just take a moment first to thank you all for praying for me and to testify to that God has been doing those works in my life and providing for me. So thank you.
Hi everyone. So I kind of felt prompted that I should come up and say something. It's kind of a bit weird, like being in front of everyone, thinking about testifying to God's goodness. But unfortunately, and well, I shouldn't say unfortunately, but he has been good to me. I really wanted to fight against that. But the one story that I thought might be an encouragement to people, hopefully, and sorry if some of you know it already, but when, after Joe died, obviously I was in a very tough financial position, because suddenly I was trying to sort out everything on my own and trying to learn how to, I didn't even know how to pay a mortgage, you know, and things like that. And I actually like didn't pay it because I forgot, but then I remembered, you know, and it was like bad, but then it was okay in the end. But I was at a point when, and I was working part-time because I couldn't work full-time at that point, and I just was really struggling financially, and it got to sort of a point when I was thinking, I've got no idea what I'm going to do. And then I got this strip of this letter through the door in my letterbox, not in an envelope or anything, and it just said, the BBC are interested in filming a new TV series at your house called The Chelsea Detective. If you're everyone watch it when it comes out. But if you're interested, just call this number. And so I was like, okay, you know, I wasn't at the point, my head wasn't in the place when I thought this might be a scam or whatever. I was just like, whatever. So I called them, and then the guy was like, yeah, I'm Pat, I'm going to send around the director. And so the director and Pat and all these people came to my house, and he was like the director of things like Death in Paradise. I don't know if people have seen that, but so he was in my house and then like took all these photos. And then 2 weeks later, I got a phone call from Pat, like, you know, I don't know if this is good news or bad news, but we looked at about 10 places and we'd like to select your flat to film in for this new series. And they offered me enough money to cover my mortgage. This was in May, up until like for like a year. So, which is like crazy, like, you know, what the heck. So it's like totally random, and they paid for me to go to like a really nice Airbnb, so I had a holiday, and it was just fun because I had all of these, you know, actresses and directors in my house, and I was like, just kind of took my mind off things, and I just wanted to share it with everyone because honestly, it was just, I mean, like, only God can do something like that. And I told a friend at work who's not a Christian, and she just looked at me and she said, that's a miracle. Like, she was like, that's a miracle, because it just, honestly, I didn't seek it out. I didn't put any photos of anything up. They just found me out of the blue at the lowest point when I was at the point when I didn't know what to do. And yeah, so I'm okay. And, you know, God's good, so...
Hello. I just want to give a shout out for two kind of important things in our life. One is a funny thing called sharing group. And I wanted to give a shout out to my Hanwell sharing group. So you should all be a little bit envious. Because sharing group has been an absolute lifesaver for me. And Katrine and Heather and Helen. And is that us? Yeah, that was us. And Nadia's coming over too to the happy side. But yeah, so just so you know, sharing group is good. You get in what you get out, so go for it. And the second other institution I want to give a shout out to is Don Schwager.
Okay, just an interesting